Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Phil told me nothing can prepare you for this girl's voice, even if you think you're going to hear something strange.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we've got to bring it right now.
I must know, yes.
Phil, you want to set this up?
Yeah, so Vince did our top 10 list. He was talking about Olympic moments, and you were asking about the sprinter that kind of dusted the field. And it's a sprinter from the Netherlands. Her name is Femke Bol. So this interview happened months prior, but she set a world record, and they were asking her about, you know, her running ability. And no matter what you think you're about to hear, it's still going to be sound bizarre.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such
a
strong race.
Is she a hand puppet? I just picture when you draw a face on a hand.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Did she have a lifesaver caught in the throat?
That's what it sounds like. She's choking on something.
It was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast. Multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front. And I could hear
we
her all
found
she was
someone
behind
with
me.
A higher pitched voice than Ruth.
It's seriously, unbelievable.
Yeah, Ruth is like a baritone.
She makes Ruth sound like a baritone.
Yeah, like Barry White.
Okay, this is good. Now we keep going. And this crowd is so amazing.
You ever sit in a tub and the water's too hot?
Oh my God, this is awesome. Oh my God.
Here, let's see if it's every interview. I'm going to pull up another one.
All right. Wow, that's some voice.
Oh, man.
I hear her sing a song.
Not that I was talking when I was getting my proctology exam.
Right.
But if I did, right, I would have sounded like that.
400-meter champion, world champion, Femke Bol joins me now. Femke, congratulations. I have to ask, how do you break a world record so comfortably?
It's not comfortable.
It's a cartoon character. That's awesome.
It does sound like Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Just like to make it look so.
Listen, we've seen you over the past few races here. You've looked within your zone. You've looked like you're in the best form of your life. Talk to us about the race. Did you feel as comfortable as you looked coming down the home straight?
Today? I must say the last 50 is never easy, but I learned this inner season that even though I feel tired, I feel full of lactic, I keep running. So this is just what I trust myself now with, even though I
That's
feel
unbelievable.
Like I can no more. Yeah. I know I keep running if I keep my form. So I wanted to go out fast today, and then you know it's going to hurt. But if you know it's going to hurt, it will hurt a little bit less.
It's like someone put an ice cube down her back.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy Coplick was nice enough to come on right after the Creed show was postponed to September 30th. He gave us a rundown of everything that has happened. Are there any updates or pretty much the same information, Jimmy?
So everything's the same. We're, you know, ready to go on September 30th. As I mentioned, you know, refunds are being given if wanted. Otherwise, we'll all enjoy the show on the 30th.
Cool.
Great. And then parking was if you used your card, no problem. If you paid cash, don't pay cash anymore.
No.
Right. And I did find out if you used a debit card, call the amphitheater because we will have to somehow give you a refund that way because debit cards cannot be refunded because we would be invading somebody's bank account.
Oh.
So, you know, which I said, yes, a debit card or credit card will refund you. Found out later that we are not by law allowed to refund by debit card. There are only 25 people that use their debit card. So we're not speaking to a whole lot of people.
Okay.
But if you're one of them, you need to get a hold of the amphitheater and we'll refund. We'll send you a check. You come down and pick up the money at the amp or we'll give you credit for a future show or something like that. But we can't invade somebody's bank account.
Now, my tickets were in my phone. Does my phone know? To
hold on to them.
Yes,
my phone's going to handle
phone
all
knows.
This. Okay.
Yep, the barcode will work. Everything will be fine. If it's in your phone, no problem.
Now it's in my wallet. So what my wallet does, because it knows I'll never find anything in my phone.
Uh huh.
It just shows me almost like a text message. It comes up and says, "Oh, here are your tickets." So convenient.
Nice.
So now, on the 30th, will my phone do that again for me, or will I have to go digging for the ticket?
Well, you're asking an Apple question. My experience with this is your phone will hold on to your ticket unless you go into your wallet and you delete it. So don't delete it, even though it might say expired because the date was, you know, before September 30th. So on my wallet, it says, you know, you have expired tickets, and some, and I'll delete them when they're expired. Don't delete this one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Important.
Good to know.
Important.
Good to know.
Do not delete Creed tickets.
No. And that's from a guy who knows about as much tech as my grandmother.
I'm with you.
All right. Then Doobie Brothers tomorrow night. Weather doesn't look great.
I think that's putting it mildly. I appreciate that. It looks sort of scary, but we will deal with it tomorrow. As we all know, weather always can take a turn. I will be at the venue and handle it myself with my team and Howard. And, I've been through this 1,000 times. And if there's no lightning, I imagine we'll be able to get the show on, but if there's lightning, we'll have to deal with it, listen to the radio station, look at social media, and we will be in contact with everybody on the status of the show.
The weather that I read, the Channel 3 weather, says torrential downpour, 30-mile-an-hour winds, which suggests sideways rain. So even if there's no lightning, that stage could get pretty wet. And you mentioned this week that the band makes the decision whether or not to go on stage. And I'm guessing if we got sideways rain coming in under the tent, they're not going to want to go on stage.
Yeah, where Doobie goes out.
Right.
But the Doobie's out, right? yeah, I would think that would be a problem. So we're going to keep an eye on it. You're absolutely right on that.
So just head to the show as if it's going on and maybe wait in your car.
That's a thought.
Right, until
it's go time.
Until it's go time.
Yeah, we'll be in contact. You know, just, you know, stay on social media because that's how we are able to contact everybody. Because nobody has a good sense to always listen to PLR or Fox. So we'll make sure social media also is cognizant of what's going on. We won't tell you to leave your car if we're not opening up the doors.
Gotcha.
Now, do you have any shows at Xfinity tomorrow?
No.
Okay, good. So we don't have to worry about that. Excellent. All right. And before we go to music here, Mark in Stratford.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good.
It's a gentleman. Cool.
PLR, thank you for everything you do. And Jimmy, I just wanted to call and say that I heard your announcement yesterday on PLR, and I have to say, from one businessman to another, I think the way you presented yourself was absolutely excellent for a fan and someone who cares about their customers like you care about your fans. That was number one. Number two, I want to give you an early happy birthday because I know it's your birthday coming up.
Yes.
You look not even over 24 years old, you know.
This guy's working for tickets or something.
Oh, yeah, he wants something.
He's doing good, though.
No. I wanted to know, are you going to see Little Feet?
Am I going to Little Feet? No, I will not pay Little Feet.
Oh, that's too bad. And last but not least, this is a quick trivia question for all you guys, because I know you have it every week, but I was in the doctor's office. I'm a big Deadhead fan. Anybody knows the first name that the Grateful Dead gave themselves in the beginning?
Oh, I do know this.
It's the Warlocks?
The Warlocks.
Yep. You got it.
I was going to say Alive.
Ding. All right, Mark. Thank you. Johnny Rock. Is that your real last name, Johnny?
No, it's John Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So Johnny Rock.
I grew my hair long and got a guitar and got a good nickname.
That's a great stage name, Johnny Rock.
It's like a Bad Company song.
That's right.
Nice.
So I went to the amp. I brought my cousin who had never been there. I'm like, this is the greatest place. You're going to love it. It was the night that the Dropkick Murphys played there.
Oh.
And it absolutely poured rain. And they set up those, I'll call them bicycle barriers, those galvanized fences. The water was pouring in up right in front of the stage, and they set up the fences. And the lead singer says, well, he says, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but if you guys want to mosh in a circle, you can do it. And the water was coming down, and people started running around in the circle around. It was ridiculous. And they only played like four or five songs, and then the lightning came, and they took off. And right. I was very disappointed that they spent all this money on a beautiful place. They didn't have, like, side curtains or something to keep that sideways.
Side curtains?
Yes.
No, be happy with a roof.
It's not a terrarium.
Yeah. The roof. And that's right when they put those plastic caps on. I think it was, like, the next day. Can you tell me anything about that, Jimmy?
Yeah, okay, well, there are no amphitheaters that have side curtains.
Yeah. That's called a tent.
Then you're not outdoors. You're indoors now.
Yeah. Go to Rent-A-Center.
It's got a big zipper.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just...
Yes, yeah.
I
it's part of...
that we didn't get a rescheduled show from the Dropkicks.
Well, it's funny. We were talking about during the Ozzy song... that the Dropkick Murphys, that crowd was ready to party out in the rain.
Yep.
Like they were just dancing, having a grand old time.
Yep.
Having a good time. The lightning made it dangerous and the band had to go.
Right. And these things happen.
Yeah. So.
It was only like four songs. It's pretty disappointing.
That was four, okay. Four more songs you would add.
And you're bringing this up now. Why? Jimmy's been on every week since then.
Right.
We're talking about it now.
Clearly, a memorable night. You got the mosh going.
Just fine. Yeah. Got through.
Yeah, it was fun. But I noticed that's when they put. Am I correct in thinking that that's when you put those plastic caps over the holes in the roof?
I you'd have to ask the guy who built it. I don't know when they were put on.
Yeah.
I didn't build the amphitheater.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell that Jimmy has a little tinge of annoyance in his voice.
Just books the acts, man.
Listen, I don't think that. The rain came, and they were like, hey, you know, we got these plastic caps over here in the basement. Why don't we put them up there? It was just the timing of the building of the building.
Yes.
You know? I remember going and watching, you know, that thing that looks like a giant condom. That wasn't there.
Yep.
They put that up later.
Right, to be safe.
Yeah.
Yep.
To be safe.
Do you think you'll ever have the Dropkicks back?
I don't think I will now.
It's all your fault.
Johnny, you're not helping.
I'm guessing you're
not helping.
Your middle name's not you.
It was a stressful week for anyone in the concert business here in Connecticut.
For God's sake, let them up.
Just don't call right now.
Live your life.
I appreciate you, Johnny. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do?
Right. Lightning's light.
What can I tell you?
What can I tell you?
You know what? Some people love to beat people when they're down, to just beat them further down. And I guess Johnny Rock is one of those guys. They played way more than four songs. I don't want to get in a fight with the guy, but they did way more than four songs. And when they did take the stage, they did cut it short. They decided themselves to cut it short. Don't blame the promoter. Don't blame the building. Again, it's the artist that makes the decision, like I said yesterday, to get on the stage and when to get off the stage. We would love the whole show to happen so we don't face these type of phone calls or issues. We would love the whole show to happen. That's the promoter's dream, to finish the show.
And it's years later. It's just a weird call.
Yeah.
To now, come today.
That was 2022, if I remember correctly.
It just came to you now? I was having coffee. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's called a flashback.
Yeah, I think the Creed show flashes people back to that, you know, rainy show.
Right.
Listen, the truth of the matter is, and I'll say it now, but I wasn't going to say it then, is we begged the Dropkick Murphys not to even play. We thought it was stupid. And the agent was on his way up, and the agent's a great guy. He's from Connecticut and a good friend. I speak to him often. And I said, this is stupid. This rain is crazy. The band's attitude and the agent's attitude is they'll have fun. This is the type of crowd that enjoys this sort of chaos, because that's what the Dropkick Murphys create,
right,
to a sense on stage, is sort of chaotic you know, drunken, crazy music and a crazy time. I don't drink, so I don't know about that stuff, but yeah. I can tell you that, I mean, I've done my fair share of other things, but I don't drink. And I just, I did beg them not to play that night. I really thought it was a mistake for them to go on. So I do sympathize with Johnny Rock. I really do.
Yeah, Johnny.
I don't.
Johnny, I appreciate you, but, you know, call when Jimmy's not on.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Aerosmith, we discussed this last week, announced that they're done.
Yep.
Steven's voice isn't coming back.
It's broke.
Do you think they're done or just done touring? It's, to me, it seems the very little I know about Steven Tyler is he's a competitor, and I don't think he's going to want that to be the way he goes out, yeah, the way he's remembered, to just, I think he'll come back for a show, don't you? At least one?
It's hard to tell, because if you can't sing, what's he going to do on stage? He was not a musician. He was a singer. Now, yeah, he can play the harmonica and things like that on stage. But a singer is a singer. You know, we're going to watch next year, hopefully, John Bon Jovi, who had trouble with his voice, come back. And he worked for 2 years to get his voice back, and I think it was successful. And so that'll be fun to watch. But John's much younger. Steven's in his mid-70s now. Might even be a little older. Might be in his later 70s, actually. I just don't know if how possible it is for someone that age to try to get their voice back.
Yeah.
If that's it, we have a clip here of Aerosmith's final live performance of Dream On, September 9th, 2023, in New York. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's Belmont, New York. That was, do you hear that?
It's still echoing.
That was sounds unbelievable.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great. UBS Arena in Belmont. Yeah,
nice.
Sounds great. Oh, one of the greatest live artists of all time, Aerosmith, and one of the greatest lead vocalists of all time, in my opinion,
yeah.
Steven Tyler. And I don't know if you've ever met him, one of the nicest people in the business.
Very yeah. nice guy. Yep. Really. Yep.
I met them. I mean, they did a show up, Lake Compounds, and just great.
Yeah, he grew up in Yonkers, and Yonkers, New York, and became a star up in Boston.
Nice.
Man, you could hear how he would blow his voice out.
Yeah.
He was not dialing it in.
He works it.
He was hitting it.
Yep.
He was putting it out there.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Kathy and Shelton.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello. Good.
I wanted to ask, out of all the bands, out of everyone you see, did you ever miss out on an opportunity of meeting a band or anything? And what is, like, your biggest regret?
Well, my biggest regret's the same as what your question was, which is never meeting Paul McCartney. And I promoted him in concert. I thought I'd wait till after the show up at the XL Center. I walked backstage after the show to meet him, as his car was pulling out.
Oh.
So I missed meeting him. And I've seen him a few times up close, and I was shooed away by people not to go up to him, so I didn't go up to him. So that my biggest regret is not meeting Paul McCartney.
Damn.
Oh, man. There was a rumor going around that it was also Jimi Hendrix that you missed the opportunity to.
Yes. No, that's not a rumor. That's the one artist that I can think of that I've never promoted. I had a show planned in Columbus, Ohio, in 1971, May of 71, and the night before in Cincinnati, he OD'd and canceled my show. He didn't die, but he OD'd. And you could actually Google that in Cincinnati that happened. I had the next show. It was in May, I believe, of 71.
Oh, my God.
I had the next show in Columbus, and he canceled my show. So I've never – all the artists, I think that's the only – artists, superstar artists, certainly, that I've never promoted.
How old were you?
20.
Wow.
20 years old and you booked Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow. Did the Creed guy go away? I don't see him there now. The guy with the question about Creed.
Oh.
So he his question wasn't about, he didn't have tickets for the other show, right?
He must have just left. He was more curious with this new date, if the tickets that can't be honored by people who are holding from the original date, if they ask for a refund, do those tickets go back on sale? And oh, how would he get access to them?
He yeah. wants them. Gotcha.
That's a very good question. Yes, Ticketmaster will put them back on sale. I suppose that if you went on Ticketmaster now, there would be tickets for sale.
Yeah.
Right, the ones can't make
it. And it was a sold-out show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are processing refunds as they happen. So I would imagine if anybody wanted to go to Creed, go on Ticketmaster now, I would imagine there are tickets for sale right now.
Excellent.
And probably some very good ones, by the way, because people, usually when you get close to a show, only the bad ones are left. But because people are refunding tickets all over the venue, you might get lucky and get some great seats.
It's going to be a great show.
Yep.
They're really at the top of their game right now. Jerry in Wallingford, what's your question for Jimmy?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Jimmy, dealing with promoting artists or signing them for shows, do any artists do their own dealings without an agent, like directly with the band? Like, you talk, ever talk to those guys like that, or is it all agents?
No. No, it's all agents.
Wow, you no, think somebody would try to cut middleman there. That's yeah, there's so much going on, right?
Well, you know, it's a hard job being an agent because you're not only setting up a show in Connecticut, it's all over the country, it's all over the world. So, and also you have to negotiate the deal.
Right.
What's a typical fee that the agent's going to pull in?
Somewhere between 5 and 10% of whatever the band makes.
Nice.
That's a good money. All right. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, right. Every agent said, shut up. Get this guy at the phone.
5 to 10%.
Wow.
It's pretty good when a band hits it.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what happens when a band hits it? They go to the agent and go, you know what? We think you should get 3%, not 5%.
Right. Renegotiate.
Right.
Because it's such a high dollar amount at that
Next
point.
Next you know, they're playing country fairs.
Have you ever seen a band change agents and then just tube? Because the agent was really the fuel, the rocket of their success?
No. I have to tell you... you know, one of the hottest acts in the country right now, Roan Chapel, just changed agencies. So it happens a lot, artists change agencies. Sometimes agents will move from one agency to another, and the acts will travel with the agent over the new agency.
Oh, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's a very volatile industry, the agency business. You know, when acts get big, they renegotiate deals, they move to different agencies. It's pretty exciting to watch. We don't know who to deal with sometimes.
Let's go to Johnny Tree. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Jimmy. Thank you for taking your time out and answering all these questions. Appreciate it. Hey, any word of Goose coming back around Connecticut again this year?
We were hoping for Goose to come around in December and play the Christmas show at Mohegan Sun as they did a couple of years ago, but they're not. So we're hoping for February or March at Mohegan Sun, but we're still working on it.
Who's the opening act? Duck Duck?
any chance to get him to the amp next year?
I certainly hope so, but we're not working on it at the moment. They're not working on their summer tour at this point.
Well, there's the fall tour starts the 1st of September. Okay, well, get him to the amp, brother. I think that would be awesome.
Cool.
I agree. They're a great band.
Right. Thank you, Johnny.
Definitely. Okay, thanks,
man. All right. Well, Jimmy, we'll keep in close contact with you tomorrow for the Doobie Brothers at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater with Steve Winwood.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yes, we don't want Jennifer's mom to get too wet.
Right.
We're going to
be in touch with Jimmy every 2 minutes. Are we on?
Buy a raincoat.
Thank you, brother. But on a nice note, that this crazy weather that's coming tomorrow is going to just get out of here on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Jim Pino is on to tell you about something you could do on Saturday.
Cool.
That's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Hey, Jim.
How are you, Chaz? Thanks for having me back on. I'm actually going to wait till Monday to open my electric bill. I've been staring at it in my pile of bills.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
Going with a positive attitude.
I'm waiting on Monday, too.
But I'm happy to report that I met with Nancy and all the volunteers last night, and the Beach Jam is completely sold out. So we're blessed.
Great.
Completely sold out again this year.
Nice.
It takes place this Saturday at the Westbrook Elks Club from 11:30 to 8:30 p.m. We backed it up an hour. It's going to be a great day. As Chaz mentioned, it looks like this Debbie is not going to do Connecticut. Let's keep her in Dallas. No hurricane coming through. So, and we also have a I was trying to make a little Debbie Does Dallas
right,
joke, but
right, yeah,
didn't go over. I'll leave the jokes to AJ.
Nah.
But listen, we've got a tent that's 40 by 100. It's a circus-sized tent this year, so it's going to be great. So we'll protect us from any passing showers that come through. We've got 7 bands on the water. It's right on the beach. We're bringing back the original Free Play from 15 years ago, the original members of Free Play that started the event. Of course, the Rum Runners will be there. Cross-Eyed Cats coming off the couch out of retirement.
Love that.
Very cool. Nice.
And we've got some new bands, Chris Hoochin. We got a band Mixtape from Rhode Island coming in, Kings of Karma and Wango Tango. It's going to be a great day.
Nice.
It's going to be a great day. Because it is sold out, we do have a shuttle service starting at 11:30 to provide for more parking that runs from the town hall to the train station to the Ted Lane Field. And we'll remind everybody that there's no coolers and no pop-up tents. But it's just a great day. We're raising money for patient care services at Yale New Haven Hospital and at Middlesex Hospital. And we're very excited. We broke records last year. We raised $76,000, and over 15 years, we've
nice.
Raised over $560,000.
How did you get involved in this, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you, it started in 2005. A band started in 2005, and we used to play the Lobster Fest at the Elks, and we saw what a great venue it was. And then I had a friend, a dear friend Marnie, that was going through breast cancer, and they were just building Milo. So we started the event for her, but she said, you know, I already have a job as a Yale nurse, so let's donate the money to cancer patients in need that need rides to treatment, need items that aren't covered by insurance. So that's how it really started. It really blew up into this great thing. It's the number one elk event in the country, and we're very proud of it, and we've been keeping it going since.
Nice.
And we've got some new sponsors, too. I want to thank Bob and Amy Stefanowski. They're a new platinum sponsor. I know
always.
They're friends with you.
Always
Chaz,
there, man.
Yeah, we were thinking about trying to get there at the same time Saturday.
Yeah, cool. Oh, good, yeah. Good, yeah. So they'll be there. And we've got a whole new VIP experience. We're moving the VIP lounge to that white 1784 house so we could open up and make more room for the members, and there's also been a big addition to the members bar. It's about 4 times larger than it was last year, so we'll be able to serve everybody better. So it's going to be a great time.
So if folks
sure.
are listening now and they don't have tickets, they're kind of out of luck?
Well, unfortunately, yes, this year, but we are still trying to break the record. We've converted the ticket purchase button to a donation button, so you could still make donations in any
Excellent.
Increment,
nice.
A dollar or more at beachjam.net. So go to beachjam.net. Help us break that $76,000 record. Also, this year's Exalted Ruler, Dave Perrigo, is volunteering to shave his head. He's already raised $1,400. We're trying to raise $4,000, so he'll shave his head. There's all kinds of fundraisers. We've got a great silent auction with over $15,000 worth of items. And,
wow.
And like I said, the VIP experience is going to be great, too, for the new sponsors. So,
you know, it's always a treat to see the Rum Runners play, but
yes.
to see them play at the Westbrook Elks right there on the water.
It's a great time.
Nice,
such
huh?
a good vibe.
Cool.
It's really unbelievable. Then Cross-Eyed Cat coming out of retirement.
Seriously. Retirement. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they love it. They can't wait to see you, Chaz. One of these days we'll get AJ up there. Take the new vet up there, AJ. Put the top down.
I'll forget where I parked.
Well, you can park. We've got a shuttle, too. I don't think it'll come to Milford, but if you get up to one of those spots,
we'll get a ride.
All right, we're going to link up on the radio station website if you'd like to donate. You know, these are people who it's tough enough to fight cancer, but then you got to pay bills. You need rides. You need
yeah.
meals. You need this, that, kids.
There's other things.
There are other things, and this is a great help. And, Jim, no one really sings your praises enough for
putting this together.
Yeah, man.
Running the show. You got a great team of volunteers, and you guys do tremendous work. And this is, we need more people like you and your volunteers in the community. So thanks,
well,
man.
I appreciate it, Chaz. And it is really the volunteers and the great members at the Elks that do it. They kind of push me to push them, because it takes a lot of work for one of these events, and we're not professional event people. We're just good people, best people on earth, the Elks, you know. So yep. It's nice. It's a nice community.
And that is the best Elks club in the United States, only behind Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it is. And like I say, this is the number one event in the country, which is something really great. You know? So we're very proud of it. We're helping people. We're helping cancer patients. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You can't beat that.
Nope.
Party, have a good time. Donate.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Rum Runners, Cross-Eyed Cat, Saturday. We're linked up. Tickets are sold out, but you could still donate if you like to help a family struggling through the nonsense of cancer.
Yeah. Yep. Beachjam.net. Thanks so much, Chaz. Look forward to seeing you and hanging out with you, you know?
Me too. Thank you, Jim.
Good stuff. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
The Dallas joke was funny.
It was.
Well, you know, I had to explain it, so it kind of blew it, but, next time.
I just got it.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.